The Speed Up Sound with Kyle Meredith.
Peter Hook has spent the last few years touring with his band The Light, playing two sets of covers a night. Now, both are in tribute to his former bands, performing a Joy Division album in full, and then a New Order album in full. On Record Store Day 2017, he released four live albums based on those shows for the still-ongoing series, which is what he and I caught up about, as well as his new music. I'm Kyle Meredith at The Speed of Sound. I know one of the main reasons we're talking today is because of these Record Store Day releases, which is your ongoing series of covering every bit of music your previous two bands has ever done, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're a few years into doing these now. In fact, I think you're probably like 5, 6, 7 years into doing these, right?
Yep.
Has it gotten any easier? I mean, what was the prep going into learning even specifically these songs to bring them out live?
It's an interesting question, actually, because it's not particularly the prep. Even after you've been in the studio and written a new song, and it can be, you know, weeks old, and it takes as much prep, if you like, as an old song that's been 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So it varies. The interesting thing is the feeling it brings back, because you're going through... The album is about a specific period in time. They were recorded in a specific place, very intensely, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
So it brings back memories of the making. And, you know, the weird bit for me is because I sing and my son plays bass, my son was the same age when he did Joy Division as I was when I did it the first time around.
Wow.
And it followed through every record.
A change of speed, a change of style, a change of scene.
Is there a favorite of the four albums that are coming out that you really do connect with a little bit heavier than the others?
No, you know what? All of them have been fantastic. And because you lost them, you know, for one reason or other, it's like finding a favorite toy. And you know, you're playing with it again, mm-hmm. and then someone comes along when you have to move on to the next one and takes it off you. Again, and it's heartbreaking. You know, some of the songs on the LP that we never played, we never played them for a reason, because they never sounded good, they never came together, they were more recording experiments.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't have that luxury of being able to leave them, so I have to do them hell or high water. Ian Curtis always used to say, which always stuck with me, that you should finish every song because someone will love it. And it is absolutely the case. There's always somebody that comes up to you, even if it's not popular, someone will come along and say, oh, that song means so much to me.
Well, I could have lived a little better with the myths and the lies, but when the darkness moved in, I could have broke down and cried. I could have lived a little and see the wider lines till the caring is gone, till the caring is gone, till he's control.
Now that you're doing these songs, and again, I know that you've been doing them for a few years, this run, but do you hear anything that you wouldn't have been able to notice while you were in the moment?
No, I mean, it's given me a much better insight into the lyrics. And the biggest revelation for me, which was absolutely wonderful, was being able to play Closer. Because when we finished Closer, of course, Ian died. And we literally put everything in a little box and shoved it at the back of the wardrobe. You know, and, you know, to not be able to play Closer after we'd written it in the studio with Martin Hannett was absolutely heartbreaking. And I never realised how much it meant to me until I played it.
I always look to you. I always look to you.
I know you write a lot, too. I mean, you're writing again with Monaco, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're starting it. It's difficult, you know, people are always asking. It's like they try and make you feel guilty by, you know, the fact that you're reveling in the old material and not writing new material, which I don't feel. I mean, I do feel guilty about it, but the thing is that at the moment, I don't have a vehicle to write.
Yeah.
I guess with a lot of people. And I also have a side project called Man Ray that we've done a lot of tracks.
You've gotten this moment where you're able to, especially with the books and doing these shows every night, and then being afforded still to be, you know, creative on the other side of it. But I guess what the question I'm getting to is, you know, with The Light, is it about nostalgia, or do you try to take it further and to get something new to come from it?
Well, it's an interesting point, actually. I mean, I'm a musician, so when people ask me to play music, I get such a kick from doing it that I don't care whether it's nostalgia or whether it's somebody. It's been so far off the other end, it's come back in this end. It's about performing and playing. Barney always used to say to me I was too melancholic. And like it was a bad thing. And yeah, it's wonderful. You know, when I look at my children now at 18, 26 and 32, and I look back at them as pictures when they were babies and watch videos of them, I can't see how that can construed to be a bad thing.
Sure.
You know, to look back on Ian Curtis and, you know, think what a lovely boy he was, even though he was troubled and he was ill, it's not a bad thing to look back. And the thing is that I'm in very good company.
Peter Hook of the legendary bands Joy Division and New Order. For more of my interviews, head over to Facebook or Twitter /Kyle Meredith. And thanks to Brad Yost for co-producing this episode. From the studios at WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.